This is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we invite you to use them for free. freetalklive.com. Head on over there and enjoy those on us. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites, and I bet you we've got more for free than they even charge you for. See for yourself. FreeTalkLive.com. Joining you in studio tonight, it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Coming up, Sam's going to share with us similarities between politicians and killers. Right?
Serial killers.
So we'll get to that. But first, your phone calls about what you want. Johnson is on the line on the amp lines in Connecticut. Hello, Johnson.
Hey, I wanted to call in about RFIDs, and the reason why I'm calling in is because you guys sound completely loony to me tonight.
What do you mean?
First of all, because I'm a supporter of RFID for the practical purposes of what RFIDs are good for, and that is tracking inventory and products. In other words, I know you guys mentioned that you know people want to see these in shoes and jeans and all these things, and oh my God. But the reason why that is because then you could have, like, say, a grocery cart full of stuff, and you take it up to the counter, and the reader can then read those, all your items in your cart and tell you what you have there.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, didn't you hear
great.
Me supporting the inventory
management? How many things that you buy at grocery stores don't have packaging, Johnson?
Don't have what?
Packaging.
Well, I think your question is...
Well, it wouldn't work with the bananas. It wouldn't work with the cabbage.
It wouldn't work with certain things. But most things have
packaging.
Sure, would.
Your bananas don't have a sticker on them? You know how big an RFID is? It's the size of a grain of rice, dude.
Yeah,
take a sticker, slap a sticker over it, and
Fine.
Slap that sticker on whatever it is.
Then it works for everything. So
yeah.
I don't have a problem with you sticking RFIDs in packaging. What I have a problem with is people putting RFID in products and then doing virtual friskings at the door. For who's coming through and what's their customer profile without people's knowledge or consent.
Well, here's the deal with that is that, okay, at a door, sure, maybe, but the average RFID, the distance to read an RFID is 3 inches.
Depends on the antenna and it depends on the reader, but you can read them 15 to 30 feet away. Yeah.
No, the world record is 25 feet, and let me tell you, that was probably using enough energy to make your freaking filling spark, because the energy for the radio signal, it halves over distance. So it's actually,
right.
Because these things are so small, it's physically impossible to read them from a distance.
Well, most doors...
Human being tracking... As a human being tracking tool, RFIDs are terrible. Terrible. They
Johnson,
can make much better.
If you want to track people coming into your store, then the distance through the center of the automatic door will be what? 6 feet? 7 feet tops? So you're talking about a reader that would be...
Actually. The average doorway is only 3 feet wide. So if you're coming through...
I'm talking about double doors, and you're talking about commercial stuff.
But okay, even if it's a double door, they're coming through the middle of the door. So again, it would still you put one reader on each side.
Right. I'm talking about the distance. So I was cutting it in half. I hadn't gotten that far. Then you're talking about these two things on either side, and I imagine they can get a little more powerful there because they have two of them working together and like magic electronic synergy.
And one on the top as well.
I think that you could probably safely say that they can read whatever RFID chips walk through your average door.
Okay, but. They can also have cameras on every door, and they already do. So what I'm saying is this is a phenomenally inefficient way to track things. Have you guys ever heard of an application?
No, it's not, because somebody has
to... Have you ever heard of an application called Google Goggles?
No.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I have it on my phone as well. You can take a picture of something, it scans the picture, and it searches for whatever you just took a picture of.
Neat.
And it searches lots of different things. And... as a search method, that seems to me to be a lot more efficient than trying to get a chip on everything. And then reading that chip and reading the specific data, and then, you know, people can replace the chips. And here's the other thing. It's a radio frequency identification chip. It's really easy to defeat that. There's a scientist, a physicist, who is very well known for his study of radio waves called Michael Faraday. And
you can walk around in a Faraday cage.
Oh, come on. Who's sounding crazy now?
Guys, I have a Faraday cage for my passport.
Look, Johnson, it doesn't matter. Nobody's – Johnson, hold on. Nobody is out there pushing to put these in the products, and consumers are, for the most part, blissfully unaware that they're there in the first place. What we're talking about is companies like Walmart or whoever else out there pushing the manufacturers to put it in their products in order to sell it in their stores, and then they're going to stay there. The biggest problem I have with RFID – I love it for all their inventory tracking and everything else, but turn it off when I leave. Don't let me leave with your tracking bits still in my products that I've supposedly bought.
Well, okay, let me ask you this. Did you know that all United States passports now have an RFID?
Yes, that's my understanding. Yeah, well, not all of them, but the new ones that they're producing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. True. The reason why I bring that up is because, like I said, I have a personal Faraday cage for my passport now. It's very easy to block the radio signal. Just it's brass wire mesh. It's essentially brass.
Johnson,
green, like
you know that there's an RFID chip in your passport.
Most people don't.
Right. I think that hopefully they're telling people, but the government has no responsibility for what it does. All I'm saying, Johnson, is that people deserve to not be frisked, to not have their stuff searched without their consent. If you know that there's an RFID chip in your passport and you walk around with your passport without some kind of I guess this Faraday thing is some kind of little steel case or something like that, without protecting it, at the very least you know. I think I would probably take a hammer and a towel and bang that RFID chip one good time, and that would take care of it, but I don't know how that would work. What's that?
3 seconds in the microwave will fry an RFID.
Fine.
But as far as that's concerned, I mean, should you take it further? Should there be no photography in public then?
Johnson, I think that when somebody's taking a picture, if you've got just a if you're out in public, and I think people have an understanding that there are cameras around. Most cameras are obvious and clear that they are there, you know, there's signs.
What? Have you ever been to New York?
Yeah, I've been to New York plenty.
Well, no, you know, Johnson,
I'm sure there are hundreds of cameras you didn't see while you were in New York.
I understand where Mark's coming from. If you're outside, you're wearing what you're wearing. It's publicly viewable. Being photographed is not a big deal. Mark's more concerned with what he's got inside his backpack or inside his pockets. And to that extent, that makes sense. And I wouldn't have any objection to protesting a store that carried products that had RFID chips embedded in the actual product, as opposed to having them on the tags or the packaging of the product. I think that you know, we haven't really seen any evidence that they're anywhere else at this point, so I think it's really just speculation to suggest that these products would have them anywhere else. But if they did start showing up in, you know, the cuff of your sleeve on the shirt, then I think that is an objectionable thing. I think that that makes sense. There's no reason to really have it there, and I could support something like that.
I guess my argument against that, and my feeling is that, first of all, if RFIDs start getting everywhere, the public will become more conscious about them, and I think fairly quickly. But second of all, I think that, you know, you're going to have stores, and they're going to make it their obvious policy to deactivate them. Maybe people will get their own personal readers to see whether or not their clothing is giving off an RFID signal.
Sure.
I know I have a QR code reader on my phone now.
It's for me, Johnson.
Maybe people have backpacks that have brass mesh in bags.
It's all about the education. I don't have a problem with that either. It's all about the education, Johnson. Currently, people don't know about RFID chips, and it's not fair to search the ignorant, okay? People do understand cameras, and they do understand public places. Like, they've got those ideas. These are not analogous situations.
Johnson, thanks for the thoughts and the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Sam, you crackpot.
I know.
Maybe Johnson will start selling Faraday cage backpacks.
Yeah. And little triangular helmets.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Politicians and serial killers. We'll compare them coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. VARadio.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features there, and we give them to you for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Don't forget, by the way, that if you want to listen in to the show and you don't have a local radio station to listen to that carries the program, you can go to listen.freetalklive.com, and that's where you'll find broadband and dial-up feeds for the show. Plus, we've got listen lines, that so if you don't even have an internet connection, you can call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen around the clock. So our streams and our listen lines are available 24/7. The latest episode of Free Talk Live at all times there. All there, free, at listen.freetalklive.com. Brought to you by QualityRental.com.
QualityRental.com. You know, they like the Free Talk Live so much over there. They play it in the warehouse where they've got all their rental supplies, chairs and tents and those cool things that you get married under with the flowers and the arcs and stuff. You can get all that stuff and delivered to you. If you're in Southern New England, it's QualityRental.com. That's QualityRental.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. Of course, we will take your calls about anything if you make them at 800-259-9231. Otherwise, Sam, you've got a little comparison that you're going to do here between, and where's this coming from, by the way, The Examiner?
TheExaminer.com, yeah. It's serial killers and politicians share traits.
Not a surprise.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing here. Psychopathy is a personality disorder manifested in people who use a mixture of charm, manipulation, intimidation, and occasionally violence to control others in order to satisfy their own selfish needs. Although the concept of psychopathy has been known for centuries, the FBI leads the world in the research effort to develop a series of assessment tools to evaluate the personality traits and behaviors attributable to psychopaths. Interpersonal traits include glibness, superficial charm, a grandiose sense of self-worth, pathological lying, and the manipulation of others.
Sounds like a politician.
Yeah, it does. I took a handwriting analysis class years ago, and we analyzed Bill Clinton's handwriting, and it showed the traits of a pathological liar. Okay.
I think pretty much most people would agree that Bill Clinton was a pathological liar.
Yeah, I would say so.
But the fact that you get labeled that way just shows how bad he was at it. Because clearly George Bush is a pathological liar, too. He's just, people believe him. I'd rather have a dumb president that's honest than one that would lie to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, yeah, just so you know, you got a dumb president that lies to you.
The affective traits include a lack of remorse and or guilt, shallow affect, and a lack of empathy and failure to accept responsibility. Now, there you're definitely talking politician. The lifestyle behaviors include stimulation-seeking behavior, impulsivity, irresponsibility, parasitic orientation, and the lack of realistic life goals. Research has demonstrated that in those criminals who are psychopathic, scores vary, ranging from a high degree of psychopathy in some measure of psychopathy. However, not all violent offenders are psychopaths, and not all psychopaths are violent offenders. If violent offenders are psychopathic, they are able to assault, rape, and murder without concern for legal, moral, or social consequences. This allows them to do what they want, whenever they want. Ironically, these same traits exist in men and women who are drawn to high-profile, powerful positions in society, including political office holders.
Well, yeah, I mean, a political office holder, a politician, seeks power over other human beings, and similarly, the psychopath, the madman, also seeks a similar level of power. The difference being the politician doesn't actually have to do any of the dirty work. The politician doesn't actually have to slice with the blade or cut, you know, or hold a gun to someone's head. Mm-hmm. He has men who will do that for him. So the politician in his psychopathy is all the more dangerous because his grandiose schemes and plots will affect far more people than the individual psychopath.
That's right. The relationship between psychopathy and serial killers is particularly interesting. All psychopaths do not become serial murderers. Rather, serial murderers may possess some or many of the traits consistent with psychopathy. Psychopaths who commit serial murders do not value human life and are extremely callous in their interactions with their victims. This is particularly evident in sexual-motivated serial killers who repeatedly target, stalk, and assault and kill without a sense of remorse. However, psychopathy alone does not explain the motivations of a serial killer.
You know, politicians, when they do what they do, they have justifications on for it. It's not only that they, you know, that a psycho killer doesn't feel any remorse, and most people don't feel any remorse when they see the government going after someone for something. But there's these justifications that are, you know, lined up that sort of make it okay. The politician says, well, you know, this is the system doing what it's doing. If they see an opportunity to protect someone and get some mileage out of it, they may very well do it. But they only do that for their own gratification.
What doesn't go unnoticed is the fact that some of the characteristic traits exhibited by serial killers or criminals may be observed in many within the political arena. While not exhibiting physical violence, many political leaders display varying degrees of anger, feigned outrage, and other behaviors. They also lack what most consider a shame mechanism. Quite simply, most serial killers and many professional politicians must mimic what they believe are appropriate responses to situations they face, such as sadness, sympathy, empathy, and other human responses to outside stimuli.
So the suggestion being that if a politician is expressing an emotion, that it may be just fake for the purposes of pandering
to people?
Well,
they're doing what they expect. They're basically telling people what they want, what they think people want to hear.
Sure they are.
So when they come out, you know, after some national tragedy, oh, this is horrible, we are so deeply saddened, and they're faking all that. Yeah.
When in fact they know that when they come out and say things like, this is horrible and my heart goes out to you and et cetera, that they're actually, they're just pandering for votes. They're just pandering to people so they can get reelected.
Yeah, I think that people almost see that as being the case, because in order to give a good speech, you have to rehearse. In order to rehearse, you have to sort of wash away the emotion, you know. So Obama is lauded for being a great orator, and that denotes to people that most people aren't great orators. That means that they can't get their thoughts and their feelings through their message. So I just kind of think that people expect public speakers to be faking it.
I don't know. I think the really good ones are the people who are sort of experiencing and being what it is they're talking about.
There are moments, and those are live moments. Like, for instance, when Walter Cronkite had the situation with in Iran where the hostages were taken, the guy from the Hindenburg is probably the best example in history. Oh, the humanity! Mm-hmm. You know, these people who are caught in the moment. Those are the ones that truly that span time. Some people will reference Bobby Kennedy's speech for Martin Luther King, but I watched it and I was just so completely unmoved. Oh, yay, he talked about liking black people. That's so nice. You know, it didn't have any real feeling to me.
It felt phony.
That's what it seemed like to me.
We'll come back more with this. Your thoughts as well. Welcome at 800-259-9231. Share on this. So bring up anything you want. You can take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. Politicians and serial killers, maybe not so different after all. This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. And cross food off your to-do list.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, so enjoy those, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, for the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing that they are listeners of this program. And if you're a lady listener, you can go and get the details on how to do that and check out the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. This show is brought to you by SACL CAI.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 800-259-9231. Back to the story from the Examiner, Sam, sharing with us the similarities between psychopaths, serial killers, not just regular psychopaths, but the worst of the worst, serial killers types of psychopaths, and politicians. And they're strikingly similar.
Right. So here it's going to get into some of the sort of specifics of how they use the profile information to solve crimes. So, for example, they say the crime scene behavior of psychopaths is likely to be distinct from other offenders. The distinct behavior can assist law enforcement in linking serial cases. And so with the rest of this article, they talk about sort of the methods law enforcement used to profile and identify the serial killers and eventually solve the crimes. But what I think is so fascinating to point out to or for the listeners here to sort of be thinking about in the back of their mind is this is really how you would talk to and influence a politician. And I think that'll probably make more sense as I read through the story. Okay. But think of it from that mindset. So psychopaths are not sensitive to altruistic interview themes such as sympathy for their victims or remorse, guilt over their crimes. They do possess certain personality traits that can be exploited, particularly their interest in narcissism, selfishness, and vanity. Specific themes in past successful interviews of psychopathic serial killers focused on praising their intelligence, cleverness, and skill in evading capture. So think about that in terms of our politicians. I mean,
I'd like to welcome my friend, my great friend, the esteemed senator from Illinois. I mean, yeah, they do that kind
exactly.
of stuff to each other
or,
all the time.
Or talk to him about the people who are being hurt by this legislation that they're thinking about passing. Like the, you know, whatever it is, they really don't care. They're so disconnected from their victims because of the compartmentalization of government that's just meaningless to them. But yet, like Mark says, I'm the honorable senator so and so. You know,
some of them get offended if you don't use that terminology with them. I remember calling just here in New Hampshire, there are hundreds of so-called representatives, right? And of course, I use that term because I don't believe that there's any way you could be represented by a politician. I think they're only representing themselves. But there have been times when I've called these people, and in New Hampshire, one of the nice things about this political system here and having hundreds of these people is they're relatively easy to access. They're not as insulated from the public as, say, they are in other states. They don't have huge staffs or anything like that. They're working on...
You call them, you're calling their home.
Right. You generally are calling their home. Their kids are going to answer the phone. I mean, that...
Most of them are too old to have kids.
But. It's happened.
Yeah.
So you're contacting these people. You can contact them directly. So it's pretty easy to get them on the phone. And so I've done that. And I'll usually call them by their first name because, well, that's just how I am with folks. And I'm also a Quaker and I don't use titles. But some of them have actually expressed offense to me immediately when I did not call them Representative so-and-so. They get very upset about that because,
right.
Oh, I have earned this title and it is very important and you will address me in the way that I see fit.
600 people in my representative area have chosen me over some other S-head, so therefore you must call me Your Honor, the Honorable.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder how small of an office that one refers to someone as the Honorable or Your Honor or whatever.
I don't know.
I don't know either. I mean, is the select person honorable? Is anybody who has won an election the Honorable? Because
is anybody who works for the criminal organization of government honorable? I mean, the whole idea that they're
the janitor,
honorable.
Do I have to call the janitor? Do I have to call the tax collector honorable?
The whole idea that any of them are honorable is ludicrous because, well, they're not honoring other people's rights. They're screwing people. Anyway, let's continue.
As most homicides are committed by someone known to the victim, police focus on the relationships closest to the victim. This is a successful strategy for murder investigations. The majority of serial murders, however, are not acquainted or involved in a consensual relationship with their victims. For the most part, serial murders involve strangers with no visible relationship between the offender and the victim. This distinguishes a serial murder investigation as a more nebulous undertaking than that of other crimes, since the investigations generally lack an obvious connection between the offender and the victim. Investigators.
Yeah, that's a real problem for police departments.
It takes real police work.
Right, because right. You know, you're talking about a situation where usually if somebody is murdered, the first person you're going to go to is the one that they were having sex with. And
yeah.
if not, fan out to the people who live in the house.
Mm-hmm.
If not, fan out to the people that are related to them that are most likely to be at the house.
Right.
So, I mean, you're talking about a very small segment of people that you're going through. When you're dealing with someone who just kills someone else randomly, that's tough stuff.
Investigators instead attempt to discern the motivations behind the murders of serial killers as a way to narrow their investigative focus. Serial murder crime scenes can have bizarre features that may cloud the identification of a motive. The behavior of a serial murderer at crime scenes may evolve throughout the series of crimes and manifest different interactions between an offender and a victim. It is also extremely difficult to identify a single motivation when there is more than one offender involved in the series. So there they're talking about how, you know, they try and identify, okay, what's driving this person to do that so we can learn about him, figure out who he is. But if there's two or three of them that are involved, then you've got different things getting mixed in there, and it really muddies the water.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's so hard for people to understand all of this government corruption and the things that are going on, because you have all of these corporate interests in there influencing the politicians to behave certain ways and do these unlawful and illegal things. And they're trying to sort of make sense of it is, I think, very similar to what the police are facing here when they, you know, don't know who all's involved, and they've got multiple people putting their sort of spin on things.
I don't know. It seems like a stretch to me.
Okay.
I think that it's not hard to figure out the motivations of a politician, right? I mean, we know exactly what they're doing.
But who's pushing them to do the certain things and why? I think that can be a little more convoluted than just beyond the, you know, using government to reward friends and punish enemies.
Yeah, well, getting more detailed, you're right. I mean, uncovering all of that, the nasty insides of politics would be relatively difficult to do, because you don't know who they're talking to, who's influencing them, who's giving them money. But do you really need to know?
Well, I think that people innately know that the politicians are rewarding their friends and punishing their enemies. And the hope is that somehow along that path that we'll get something out of this particular person that we want to get.
Do they innately know that about all politicians, or is it just the ones in the other party?
I think mostly. They understand that all politicians are dirty, awful people. That's mostly what they'll say.
Mm-hmm.
But
on the other hand, they also believe that the next batch will be a good group. Right?
Most of them don't believe that the baseball players on the baseball team that they like are in fact good people, because they believe that celebrity corrupts people.
Mm-hmm.
So
they still cheer them on anyway.
They cheer them on because they are their team.
We won.
Yay, us.
Yeah.
Identifying a homicide series is easier in rapidly developing high-profile cases involving low-risk victims like everyday people.
We'll come back with more of this in moments. Your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. Serial killers, politicians, similarities. Share yours. Maybe there's something that's been overlooked here. You're certainly welcome to add in your thoughts or bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking.
Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. You two take control of the airwaves and bring up absolutely anything. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you want to help support the show, you can do that. One of the ways you can is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase. So it's that simple. It's same old Amazon. You know them, the world's largest internet superstore. Man, they've got whatever it is you're looking for, I bet you, in dozens of categories. You can get your shopping done. In fact, you can even order used items if you want to. Of course, if you're buying brand new, in many cases, you're going to get free Super Saver shipping if you're ordering through Amazon.freetalklive.com. We'll continue here, the politicians and the serial killers, and going to take your thoughts as well. Jim is in Maine, listening on a new station that I don't think I'm officially allowed to announce yet, but we're excited to have you on board, Jim. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Thanks, guys. Well, let's just say every good person listens to your show on this radio station. All right. Great show.
Thanks. Welcome aboard. I know. I think we've been on there pretty much the last week, maybe?
Yeah. Great show tonight. Welcome, I'm a licensed clinical social worker, so I diagnose people for a living, and I've also been a political activist, first as Democrat, then a Republican for many years. And so, you know, it's very interesting that we have this charade that we all kind of agree that we'll all kind of pretend that these folks we send to legislate are healthy individuals, when I can tell you guys that the people I've worked with professionally are very bad people, some of them, but they don't make my skin crawl as much as the politicians and government types that I've been around over the last 20 years.
You're right. And I don't know that it's that they are all bad people, but it's you create this position of power where they can, you know, have this this impact on other people's lives like they can get nowhere else but government. And who do people think it's going to attract?
Yeah, and even the ones that go there halfway healthy, it turns them into people I'm sure they never wanted to be.
Mm-hmm.
Barack Obama at one time was probably, you know, a pretty decent guy. He now has become someone I could with no problem whatsoever diagnose as someone with severe narcissistic personality disorder.
Right. Who would in their right mind believe that you could send somebody into the mob and change it from the inside out? I don't mean going in and arresting people. I mean working within the mob's system, using the mob's ways of dealing with things and somehow turn, you know, walk out of that sane and good and having worked for the better.
Yeah, they need help, a lot of them. The unfortunate thing is, you know, I wonder how many of them ever do get help, or do they turn into, you know, caricatures. I don't know. It just
well, the politicians, I mean, they don't get help. They just keep going. I mean, it feeds into them, as
right.
We were talking
they're
about.
They're told they're healthy. They're told they're good. They're told they're
honorable.
The honorable person from such and such.
Oh, and now they get to move up the chain. You start as a city council member. Then you go to become a representative. Then
more
you're
important.
A senator. And then, you know, they just want to aggregate more and more power over other people's lives to themselves. I mean, the only way they could get help is by leaving the system.
Exactly.
And then trying to get back to a normal life.
That's exactly right. Good show. Thanks a lot.
Jim, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So what else do you have to share here, Sightsee?
Okay, so let me just wrap up this story. Identifying a homicide series is easier in rapidly developing high-profile cases involving low-risk victims. These are everyday people. These cases are reported to law enforcement upon discovery, and the crimes draw immediate attention of the media. In contrast, identifying a series of murders involving high-risk victims in multiple jurisdictions is much more difficult. These would be like street workers, prostitutes, that sort of thing. This is primarily due to the high-risk lifestyle and transitory nature of the victims. Additionally, the lack of communication between law enforcement agencies and the differing records management systems impede the linkage of causes to a common offender. So you see,
so
that
the bureaucracy makes it difficult.
Exactly. Yeah, and they're not able to communicate, and because you've also got the people who don't trust the government, so they're not, you know, open and honest as they might otherwise be. While many political leaders will deny the assessment regarding their similarities with serial killers and other career criminals,
who would say, oh, yeah, I see some similarities.
It is part of a psychopathic profile that may be used in assessing the behaviors of many officials and lawmakers at all levels of government.
Nice. From Examiner.com or TheExaminer.com?
Examiner.com.
Very good. Any other thoughts on this, Jens?
Well, you know, we on the Liberty Radio Network, there's this commercial, this sort of fake commercial that you run.
Clint Webb.
Yeah, Clint Webb from this fake politician. And in it, he says something to the effect of, you know, my narcissism, you know, maybe we can work together to piggyback your social concerns onto my insatiable quest for narcissism or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's...
And self-glorification.
Yeah, it's whatever. They say it far better than me trying to encapsulate what the guy's saying. I find it to be very, very clever. And it's actually only a portion of it, isn't it?
I'm trying to pull it up. I can't.
The Whitest Kids You Know is the YouTube channel, I believe.
That's right. Yeah,
and
they do skit comedy.
They do, yeah. That was a great
and
one.
It is only a portion of it. It runs a little bit longer than that, the full skit.
You've got to have it for 60 seconds or something.
Right, but it cut down to 60 seconds pretty well.
Perfectly,
it worked out. I would love to have more of those to run over at LRN.FM because they're just fun, and that's really the only good kind of fun little promo thing that we're running right now, or parody, if you will.
Well, there's the one that's been there forever and ever, which is the one, the guy with the flying shoes.
The government, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That. Well, that's an actual promo for an organization that...
That may or may not exist. It's been so long.
I'm trying to get Luther to do some PSAs as Byron Kingsley, but mm-hmm. I haven't had success with that yet.
You probably have to write the scripts for him, and then he'll just
I sent him some ideas, but I haven't heard from him. So pressure him, y'all.
He's a busy man. You know, Luther. Luther is a busy guy. He works full time, and I would say that the way to do that would be to, you know, a lot of the activists want to plug into something. You know, they want to just
be a lot easier
to come in and do what they need to do. And so writing up the scripts for that would be the way to do it. Then you just have him come down and cut it. And then he's in, he's here for however long it takes him to cut the audio, and he doesn't have to worry about coming up with doing the creative side of things. Not to say that Luther isn't creative.
It's just more work.
And not to say that any of our listeners couldn't write a script up and send it in.
They could totally crowdsource it. Absolutely.
Well, that would be great.
So how could they do that for you, Sam? What would be the best way?
Send it to me at contact@obscuredtruth.com.
Contact@obscuredtruth.com. So what are you looking for? What do you want them to send you?
Anything creative. I mean, right now, I think, like, Ernie Hancock brings up the fact that, you know, when these elections, he doesn't vote, but when these elections are going on, you've got people's attention. So anything related to sort of a current event or the election process or the politicians, I think it needs to be somewhat generic.
Yeah, the more evergreen it can be, the better. I don't want to put something into rotation that's going to go out in another week. I want something that can run and run and run.
Right, but there are some great points to bring out that the politicians are just completely glossing over and don't want people to realize. You can make fun of the bailouts or, you know, there's all kinds of cannon fodder that these people provide. So find something, make it funny, make it clever, about 60 seconds long, and I think it would make for some great spots.
We could do 30s as well. They do have to be kind of customized for, and better to make it maybe a little on the long side. We can then trim it down, take a few words out here and there, rather than making it shorter than 60 seconds, and then we have to figure out ways to add things to it. But this would be a great way for people that aren't here in New Hampshire to get involved in some activism, and maybe, you know, maybe wherever it is you live, activism doesn't exist or it's disappointing. Well, this is a way for you to get your creative juices flowing, and that's just not. I never really feel like I'm the right person for that job. I don't feel like I'm a creative personality as much as I am a technical. You know, I can handle the technical aspects of things and hold down the kind of the mechanics of the show. But I've never really considered myself the idea man.
Yeah, I can do it, but it takes me a long, long time. Yeah. So it's a huge investment.
So you brilliant, funny, creative people out there, put something like that together, and then
it'll air on LRN.
Yeah, that'd be great. And across our wonderful radio affiliates in some cases as well. So thank you. By the way, there's some good news, speaking of our radio affiliates. LRN.FM has its first micro station that is actually pulling our signal in off of our satellite feed, which I'm very excited about because
the KU satellite?
Yeah, the KU band satellite feed. So
excellent.
I'm excited about that because when
I
bought
a lot of money into it.
I did. I put thousands of dollars into that. And when I bought it, I was thinking, well, what if nobody listens to this? Well, what if nobody uses this? Because I don't know. I mean, it covers the entirety of North America, Canada, United States, Mexico, even Cuba could receive these signals. It's not like shortwave. It sounds great.
Saying.
When you tune it in, it's crystal clear, digital, MPEG-2 quality. It still requires somebody to know you're there and to kind of seek you out. And you can come across it accidentally, but you still have to have the equipment in order to come across it on accident. So I was glad to hear that a radio station is taking LRN.FM content off of there. And you can learn more about that over at broadcast.LRN.FM as to how you can do that, too. We are out of time for tonight. It has been Ian with you.
And Sam, I am.
And Mark. Don't forget to visit Sam over at obscuredtruth.com and send your suggestions for commercials to contact@obscuredtruth.com. See you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.